The city's budget already needed about $3 million redacted from it. The Chrysler property tax default could triple the amount of money Mayor Greg Goodnight and the city's common council now need to find.
This is on top of property tax caps. This is on top of lost revenue from our income taxes from having a lot of people laid off. Yeah, we were looking at $2.8 million in cuts for next year, and we were really well on our way to finding most of those, if not all of them. And like I say, it's a moving target. But in the meantime, we're going to have to make some, I know Obama, this is probably the catchphrase of 2009, but we're going to have to make some tough choices.
Speaking on WFIU's Ask the Mayor, Goodnight says if Chrysler is allowed to forego its payments, it will certainly mean more penny pinching in the budget and could mean additional layoffs for a city which already leads the state with an 18.8% unemployment rate.
There may be some of that. It may be shortened work weeks. I mean, there could be a little bit of everything.
I mean, surely you don't have $6 million worth of cell phone contracts you can cancel.
No, we don't. But there are a lot of little things I think we have to do to make people understand. You know, I think people will tend to buy in and understand it if they see that we're taking care of the pennies as well as the dollars.
As a result of the possible funding gap, Goodnight says he hopes firefighters who have scheduled talks with city leaders in an effort to see some laid-off employees rehired understand a budget crunch may make that impossible. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.